I'll make the, give me a couple days, we'll have an EOM jingle.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Each other's mothers, do, 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 do. There it is.
Poo, 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 poo. There you go. Yeah. Oh, we just made it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Each Other's Mothers. We have a very special guest again. We're so excited to have her here tonight. Co-producer of 3&3 Comedy, a regular at the Independent Comedy Club on Heavy Flow, a night of dirty jokes with me and Bruce and Nick. And am I forgetting somebody? No, that's it.
Yeah,
just us and the boys.
That's four.
Grace Gunn, everybody.
Hello.
And of course, my co-host Bree.
Hey.
Oh my God, in the Dos Jefes.
Yeah, I'm repping Dos Jefes today.
Repping Detroit.
I can't wear one without the other, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
It does look like a toddler made your outfit, but I love it.
You know, that's funny because I just got a Breeze and a honey bun and some wrap snacks, and I got carded.
Doesn't that make you feel like so young? I got carded for an energy drink because he thought it was like a White Claw, like a big White Claw. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even buy caffeine. I'm like, yeah, I'm like 14. I can't even drink it or I'll stunt my growth.
Just starts putting hair in ponytails.
Yeah, I'm like,
why do I feel like White Claw would be your stripper name?
Me?
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, definitely not me.
I was like, what?
No, you'd be like
White Claw.
Black Draw.
Black Draws.
Yeah, there it is. I love it so much. All right, what's going on, Grace? How are you? How's stand-up comedy? How do you feel?
I love so good comedy so much. We just did 3&3. Johanna did a little guest spot, which is funny because it's like,
it
feels like
co-produce.
Your baby, kind of. Yeah, now I'm a producer there, and I'm like, you're like, can I get a spot? I was like, I feel like you should be telling me what to do. I was like, why is she asking me that? Like, you show up and are like,
good.
I'm doing some time.
Never that.
Do you have a throne?
I wish.
Well, get on it, Grace.
No, I left the show.
I think I'm the only chick right now on it because Madison.
Well, there's always Scott's feeling, but
yeah.
He's
one of the girls.
Yeah. Love Scott. No, I the day that I left 3&3, like, no one gave a fuck. It was like, it was like I had to, we had like a going away show, like Kyle had scheduled a going away show for me, but I think that he was just so swamped or something that he like forgot, and then I needed to reschedule because I was so busy, and like all these things happened, and so he was like, let's move it for two weeks from now, and I was like, okay, cool, bet. And I, the whole way there, I was like emotional, and I was like feeling all type of way about it, and I show up and Mercer and Kyle weren't even there, the two boys who like co-produced it with me for however many years. We're talking about 3&3's comedy show at Detroit Shipping Co. And what part of Detroit is that again?
Technically Chinatown.
Oh,
which
we have
used
a Chinatown in
Detroit? Used to be a thing.
Still did.
Oh my
but
God.
I don't think they call it that anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, because that's where, you know, the Pita Bros there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's like one other random building that I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Okay. Had no idea.
It's like if you park in the wrong spot, you don't want to walk. Like, if you go down, like, one street.
It's fine.
No, just on the one street
just
over,
just the one
though,
street over, yeah.
Sometimes there's a lot of people. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not scared in Detroit ever, but, like,
that little corner there.
There's, like, a corner. If you go on the other side of the street, what is that, like, Michigan?
Yeah.
Is that Michigan Ave? If you go up, if you park on the other side, I don't park over there anymore because people would always walk up to me and I'd be like, what? Like, getting, you know, when you're, like, getting out of your car and you turn around and, like, somebody's there? You're like, I'm not ready to talk to anybody yet.
You know? I don't even want to talk to me.
I didn't see you coming. I don't know where you came from. And I'm not ready for this. Like, I'm not prepared for this situation.
I wasn't ready to socialize today, especially with a man in a diaper.
I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. No, they're fun over there. They're to have a good time.
Yeah, nobody's really actually bothered me. But.
Yeah, love those dudes. They're just like wearing blankets and dancing. Yeah. They have dogs.
Yeah.
They congregate.
Yeah, they do.
You got to keep snacks in your car.
You got to keep snacks in your car. And honestly, they're very smart because 3&3 Shipping is a bunch of like little restaurants. So people just leave and food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Yeah, give me a dollar and a little ice cream scoop.
That's why I hang out over there.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring my dog. It's a dog-friendly building.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you could bring dogs.
Yeah, no dogs allowed into the comedy showroom, but that's probably why you never see them. No dogs allowed to laugh.
It'd be so
funny. That's why
funny.
I haven't been in a while.
That's right. There it is. And that's why I had to quit.
Got that dog.
No, but I had to. The day that I did leave, and no one cared, and it was great.
That's not true.
But we
though.
Had a. There's an old couple that was there like every Sunday.
Yeah.
And they were there for my last day, and that made me feel some type of way.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah, they loved me. They gave me a huge hug because at the time I was still supposed to be moving to California.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed up for my very last one, and they were coming to, and they gave me a hug. And this like older guy was like, you know, you've always been our favorite. We love you so much. We wish you all the luck in California. I'm like, is this what it feels like to have a father? It was like, it was so sweet of them. So, so sweet. But yeah, I think it was Madison was there and Drew was there.
Yeah.
And I just was like, no one gives a fuck. And I had been on the team for like 4 years.
We cared. But I mean, I get what you're saying.
It was more of like Mercer, Kyle, where are you? And
yeah, you want everybody showing up.
Well, we're exhausted because we've been carrying the team for however many months that you haven't showed up, bitch. But no, it was.
You were busy.
Yeah, I was busy. But that's just the way it goes. New classes take on shows and you make it work. And
yeah.
That show will give you some comedy muscles, let me tell you.
I feel like I leave there like
suicidal.
I don't know. Yeah, should I fucking do it?
Yeah,
like,
every time.
I'm going to jump out of that window right there.
Literally.
But it does like make me like more resilient to it. Like I'm like, okay, got to do what you got to do, you know?
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's good. And when it's good, it's like, holy shit, we earned that.
Yeah.
You know, like it feels good when it's not like generous with laughs and stuff. Mm. Like they're like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need a bomb to reset.
Yes. No, I need to. I can't be flying high constantly.
No.
That's when I become an asshole.
Doesn't mix well with the meds.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I'm like, I'm going to stop taking it.
Yeah. You can't be overconfident and stable.
Yeah, I know.
Because at that point, you're just a white man. And we can't be having that.
No, you're supposed to. They actually, we're not supposed to be as confident as they are. They need to hate themselves more.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Anything to get like, white men to hate themselves more.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
They need to think. They need to reflect. And
they need to feel like I do.
And hate. They need to hate.
Yes.
In words.
More How hate in the world.
Feel? How do you feel?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm currently pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But white men don't need to feel like that.
No. So you want another day. You want a bad day.
Yeah. On a bad day. On a typical day. I want them to feel bloated.
Yes, not wearing your nose and head
face. I want you to feel bloated. I want you to feel gassy and not cute.
We want you to be on your period.
Yes.
Yeah. White men, we want you to be on your period 2024. Yes,
menstruate.
Like, men menstruating.
Put the
2024.
Men and menstruate.
Just like exactly. Mild cramping of the balls.
Yes, that's
at
it.
Least.
Mm-hmm.
Constant blue balls. That's what it feels like to be on your period, I think.
Yeah, and you know the feeling you get when you have to shit on your period?
The worst.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's not a good shit. It's never a good shit.
I heard a woman on TikTok refer to it as the lightning.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, my God.
It's like I'm about to start my period and shit myself. And it 100%. All it does. And it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I quit having a period because I take my birth control back to back. I don't, like, give the breaks. So I just don't bleed. Unless...
Is that good for you?
I don't know.
How does that work?
We'll find out soon.
What's the benefit?
Okay. So when you're on birth control, the period you get isn't a real period anyway.
Right.
It's like, you know, your hormones changing, so you start bleeding, and you like shed or whatever. It sounds like reptile. Yeah. So I don't know if it's building. I don't know what's happening in there.
Yeah.
Right now.
None of us know.
But like, I'm not like menstruating. Like I wouldn't be menstruating anyway. So I'm like, I don't really.
You just
know.
Have the thickest wall.
Yeah.
Out
it's
of all
impenetrable.
Of us. Yeah.
Just another brick in the wall, baby. Yeah.
Your vagina's a Republican.
Yeah. It's like, we're not taking care of shit in here.
And nobody can come in.
And no one can come in.
But they come in anyway.
Right. Yeah. Border patrol.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought birth control was making me depressed, so I stopped taking it for like 2 years.
And it
I was
does like, fuck I feel with your same. Mentals.
I felt the Don't same it? Though.
Ignore I me. Keep going.
Yeah, I still felt like shit, and I was scared of being pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
So I was like, I'm dating shitty men.
Yes,
and I know this. I'm not gonna stop for a minute. So
yeah,
I went back on birth control.
We celebrated yeah. Connor's abortion in the last episode. Oh. Yeah, it feels.
Like, I haven't. I think I might have had like a miscarriage, but like
pooped that thing
I,
right out.
Yeah, I had mm-hmm. like a really, but I don't even know. You know.
Yeah.
Like I don't. If it did,
you didn't
it
check was it
like,
out.
It was probably like a right. weekend or something. We
didn't,
like it was just
you didn't
like
peekaboo down there.
It was that was like in a while ago, like
8th grade.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Sure.
When you know when you become a certain age.
Yeah. Please explain it for us.
No, I don't know. Probably college or like right after college because I was like fucking around. Like not just like, not like I was just being dumb.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
In general, like in life.
As one does in college. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just... I lived with my mom and I was like being a whore. I was like, what am I doing? Like Good I was like, you. Like in her house, like she would be like, she would like tell me I couldn't go out, and I'd be like, "Okay."
Then I'm fucking in the house, mom.
Then I'm fucking yeah. in the house.
No, it's funny though, because I was like, listen.
My mom lives with me, and she's being a whore. I heard her and her boyfriend having sex the other day.
Oh my god!
For realsies.
I'm so sorry.
Your mom last week asked Zelina and I, my fiance, is she said, I need you to take us to the store. And we're like, oh, okay. And she's like, I want to go shopping with you. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, because you know what to get. And we're like, what? And she's like, the sex store.
Oh.
And you and Zy were like, absolutely.
I was like, oh, so because we're gay.
Yeah.
She's like, no, yeah, 100%. You're heathens.
Yeah.
No. You know what feels good.
Yeah.
When I was dating one of my exes who has a vagina, they like, yeah, they asked us too. They were very like forward of, well, we don't know how you fuck, but you fuck. So let's go. Let's get us some robots. And I was like,
I don't know what a double-sided dildo is going to do for y'all.
Right.
Well, have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah. I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw it last week when my mom was fucking her boyfriend. So
no way.
No.
Oh, I was like, did you? I thought you were. I'm so gullible. You can't even joke. Like, I can't even, like, joke. It's so stupid that I'm a comic because I'm really, like, so bad at, like,
I'm extremely gullible as well.
I'm like, what?
And, like, yeah. Really?
I'm like very easy time. To mess with, and I can't do it. I like try to do it back, and I'm like, well, you fucking
you talking shit. Yeah, I need to see you on a roast battle.
Nick Kelly just messaged me triggering. Actually when I got here and said, can you, because I'm supposed to do his roast battle next month, but he messaged me and asked, so I think somebody dropped the next one on the 16th, so next this week, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I think I might have a Saturday. Yeah, I have a show, but it's at 7, so I'm only.
I think you should do it.
Yeah,
challenge yourself.
I have to. I have to do it. I know when I started comedy, I was like, one day a roast is going to come up and I'm going to have to, I can't say fucking no. What, I mean, say no.
They're really fun.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, but I might like threatened to kill myself on stage.
Well, that's you every set. So.
Yeah, I know, but it would be like two a person. Like, yeah, I want to be roasted. Do it in your name.
You want to practice right now? I've always wanted to be roasted.
No, I'm so scared. I'm like, don't want
to. Take a sip of your water.
I need to like.
I know, I'm really intimidating.
Do you feel intimidating?
No, not at all.
No, you
not
seem,
in the
you
slightest.
Seem, you're a sweet baby.
You seem like very chill.
I'm kind of like Gumby.
Yeah,
I'm just like.
Oh my god, I get called Gumby. But I think it's because I'm like limmy. Like,
accurate.
I'm just
now you're just giving whoever you're battling.
I'm just
material.
Doughy and high.
Yeah, it's really
doughy
it's
and high.
Easy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Dude. I just hope they don't call me a whore.
Yeah. Well, why not?
They're gonna call me a whore.
What's wrong with being a whore?
It's nothing. But I'm gonna be like, yeah.
So
and
were you always a whore?
No, I was a prude.
Really?
Yeah, I was very prude. I was very like, I was straight lace. Goody two shoes, until I was like 16. Mm. And then Yeah. And then my stepsister like passed
away.
No. Sorry. No, she killed herself. So
Even better.
Yeah. So and then
if you're
I was
not
like,
just tuning in.
Well, I was like, and she was like fun. She was a fun girl.
Obviously.
So, yeah, we were both
the
16.
Funnest ones kill themselves.
Yeah, it was like a huge loss to the fun girl community.
You had to carry on the legacy.
I literally was I like seriously feel like I like took on like a part
her vagina
of her. I hope so. I feel like I wish I got her ass because I do not have one.
Did your vagina just get a little looser for no reason?
I still didn't, like, in high school I didn't fuck until like the end.
Interesting.
I did not fuck. I wanted to. Nobody wanted to fuck me. I was as tall as I am now, but like flat, like no tits.
No, nothing.
I don't really have, like, you can't tell, they're like hide
you got
tits.
Good ones.
They're
I've
cute.
Seen. I've seen the cleavage.
Yeah.
I've looked.
I get them out sometimes. But like when I was in high school, I literally was like flat as a board. And then I turned 18. Like right when I turned 18, I like got tits all of a sudden. And like my friends and my mom like came to me and they were like, you have to start wearing a bra again. Because I was like,
again?
Yeah, because I like was wearing a bra because I didn't have tits. And then I like stopped wearing a bra because it was like, free the nipple, you know? Like I was like, I just found out about feminism. Like I don't have to wear one. And then like my boobs came in and they were like, you got to put those away. And I was like, no.
And but then, free like, the nipple, mom.
Yeah. And then I like, I didn't realize I had like tits then, because that's when my tits were the biggest, was when I was like 18.
Fresh
waist, such a waist,
fresh dumpers. Yeah.
And like everybody was being so nice to me, like I had just graduated and I was like, oh my gosh, they have never talked to me. And like we were at my friend's, it was a pool party, and I was like, why is everyone being so nice, like a little stupid, like I didn't know they were there. I was like, I guess, I was like, I don't know, like
they were being nice to your friends.
Yeah, they were being nice to my friends.
Just flopping around.
Yeah.
Just flopping around.
They were like, we didn't know you had tits. I was like, I didn't
Speaking
know either.
Speaking of tits, my nipple itches.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I went through a no bra phase also, but I used to get my tits stuck under my armpits all the time, or I'd like get it caught under my elbow in the bed. Yeah. So I had to stop doing that.
Yeah. Mine are they're stretchy, I feel like. Because like they grew and like shrank so many times that like now they're just like there's room.
We're over here.
They got room in them. So like, like and they're there's adventuring. Like it's space.
Watch your mic.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Okay. You're doing great.
It's like
I've got like wide tits, wide set tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her tits hitting the mic the whole time.
Yeah.
I always say mine are like a tube sock with a tennis ball in it. That's kind of what I'm working with. Yeah.
Love that.
They're like really deflated and long up here, and then in the bottom there's a good ball shape.
Just like two of Drake's dicks just
flip flopping.
My left is like and then my right one's like, this is what me and my mom were saying this yesterday. I was like, my right one's like, ah.
Yeah.
Do they have names?
No, I do.
Grace and her sister.
I'm the sad one. I get to be the sad tit.
Yep.
Your mom and you were talking about your boobs?
We were talking about all of our boobs.
So you and your mom's chill.
What are your mom's boobs like?
Yeah.
Fake? Fake, but like the same size as mine. Like they're not. She didn't get big
good for
at once.
Her.
Yeah, no. I sucked the life out of her. I'm the second. I was attached to her tit for a full year.
She had some flapjacks. She was flattened.
Apparently, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah, she was, I think, still married to my dad. So he probably got her boobs.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but she, like, didn't go big, which I'm like, I, like, respect.
Yes.
I remember I found out she had fake tits because I watched the Titanic. And I saw Kate Winslet's tits. And I was like 9. And I was like, my mom's boobs don't look like that. And that is a young woman. I was like.
Right. What's going on here? Done.
Yeah. I was like, I want to like knock it with my head next time. We're like, hanging
see what happens.
Like cuddling, you know.
Yeah.
What
happened?
She
Your
thought
head
I didn't,
bounced right
she
off.
She thought I didn't know. And I was like 19 and we were like having dinner at my grandma's. My grandma made a joke about my mom's tits and she was like, mom, Grace is here. And I was like, mom, I was like, as get if. A grip. Like, yeah. I'm not dumb.
Get a tit. Yeah.
Yeah, get a tit. My grandma is like very inappropriate, very like
love that.
Like, yeah, she's so that. Funny. She had my mom when she was like 17, you know, oh, like Catholics, yeah. Got kicked out. Like, yeah, the whole married my grandpa though, they're still together.
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cute.
They could be swingers. Ooh. You don't know.
You know, yeah. For her sake, I hope so.
They for sure have a double-sided dildo.
I do not think my grandpa was loyal because we don't have any wedding pictures because my grandma destroyed them.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's fiery.
Yeah, no, she's cool.
Love her. Yeah. Is that the one that you look like?
No.
That's on your dad's side?
I look like my mom.
Okay.
Mostly. And then my dad's sister, I look like her.
Dang.
That's the one that said, she said I look like her before she got a nose job. And I was damn. Like, I was like, all right, come on.
Right. Rude.
I know. I saw the pictures. We looked at pictures and they were like, that's Grace. And I was yeah. like, no, it's like, that's not me. Like, but it looks like me. Who is that? And they were like, that's Zinina. Cause that's like CT's like aunt. But, she's like, I wish I didn't have to get a nose job, but I got in a car accident. I'm like,
okay.
You got like a cute, all right. She got a cute little slope in there. I'm like, oh, you got a ski slope.
But your nose is so cute.
Yeah, you got it's a good fine. Nose.
I don't mean, understand.
It's got what like a shape, hater. But it's small.
It's like it's a very normal nose. It's normal. Yeah.
It's regular.
Yeah.
I think
if it were like a skosh bigger, there'd be an issue. But it's really cute and normal.
They might. Interesting. My dad and his sisters, they had the schnoz.
Oh,
they had
shoot.
They're Italians, so they had the schnoz.
Very but, happy I'm with my nose.
But I
are you
love,
happy with your
I
nose?
Oh, I'm happy with my entire face.
I love my face.
Yeah.
I'm not upset with my face.
After I came...
Even like, though it seems like I am with my...
But after coming to terms with your face is so nice. It's like, what? Like what,
truly.
Like, I was like, one day I was like, what would I even change? Because, like, I... think I like them separately and then together I was like, I don't know if I've like, you know, I didn't like my face for a really long time and now I'm like, it's my face, you know.
Welcome to adult womanhood.
Yeah.
We accept things now, I suppose.
I've but never felt ugly.
No.
That's, no.
That's lovely.
I was always like, you are destined to be a star. You are gorgeous.
I love that.
Face chiseled by the gods themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly accurate, actually.
That's, dude,
so,
that's how I felt.
Yeah,
when
spot
I started,
on.
When I started comedy, I was like in this like manic phase, like a manic episode.
As one sure. starts stand-up comedy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was like literally felt like I was like, I'm so fucking hot. I want to fuck myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would like stand in the mirror and just like be like,
yeah,
you know, like just like sit there. Like I didn't do like anything. That was it.
Have you ever jerked it in the mirror?
Yeah. That was it when I did.
Yeah. That's when you
that
did.
That was the same.
Yeah.
That was it.
The same day.
I was being like polite. That was,
like, I've never
that's
jerked
That's what
it.
I was doing.
And then I was like, you know what? Would.
Might as well just go down would. On myself here.
Yeah, I'm yeah. Like, I can't put my leg up, but it doesn't work.
It's a lot of
torso's
leg to put
too
up.
Too short to get.
Yeah, that makes sense. That work. Makes sense. I've never jerked it in front of a mirror.
I tried.
Maybe when I'm 35.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I keep that's saying 35.
It's a good staple year. Maybe on my 35th birthday. Who knows?
Wow.
I'll report back.
When's your birthday?
February 1st. We have some time.
Oh, okay.
For me to work up to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's a big step.
Yeah.
Your fiance actually told me that I should jerk it in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah. She is a big, huge fan. Huge fan.
Big advocate.
She used to make it a very intentional, special thing with like a crystal in one hand and something about energy. I don't know. She's a witch. I tried to jerk it in the mirror and then I just ended up laughing at myself.
That's exactly what I would do, I think. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. That sounds like very like pure self-love that I don't know.
You're like, yuck.
Mine was like more like, I'm so horny and manic and you know who's here? Me. Like,
hey.
You know who's always here? Me.
Me.
Yeah. I was like, so what the fuck? What are we doing here, girl? Like in the mirror?
Talking in the mirror.
On. Yeah, no, I was fucking
We've been
insane.
Making eyes at each other
no,
all day, baby
so,
girl.
Like, That sounds like very like sensual.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe I need to try again.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. Both.
I feel like I should.
Yeah.
Like,
now you that have I'm... a party.
Yeah. But like we can hold hands.
Yeah.
I like
There's
that.
Like a mirror back to back.
Yes. Like, how's it going over there?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like the weirdest game of Battleship.
What are you doing? Are you? What are you doing? I don't think you're doing it. Are you doing it?
Are you going clockwise or counterclockwise?
Or if we go back to back and have our mirrors in front of us, then the mirrors would do the mirrors would do the infinity thing.
Yeah.
It'd be like an infinity of our each other.
Infinity fingering.
There's yeah. still a level of privacy, though, because you can't really see.
Right.
True.
Like, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at me, and you happen to be in the background of me.
Sure.
Forever.
Plus, it'll feel nice to have our butts touching.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Do you have a soft butt? I have a soft butt.
I have a very... Well, it's soft, but it's, like, firm. It's, like...
Sure, mine, too.
Yeah.
We probably have similar booties.
Mm-hmm. What about you? I'll touch it in
soft
a little bit.
On the bottom. Yeah, I love it. There's... I've got.
Do you have butt dimples?
I've got no. I've got a pointy bones.
Okay.
My elbows are pointy. My shoulders. Yeah, I got like a little. Spiky,
we gotta put some meat on you.
Spiky pelvis. It doesn't matter. Even when I'm like, I've got more meat on my butt. No, it just hurts.
Okay.
It hurts people. It hurts to sit. I'm in pain.
You could get some padded shorts.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
The pads.
When you sit on a guy's face, they're just like, ow.
They're like, you're poking me in the eyes.
Ouch.
It's like.
And that's just your clit.
Yeah.
So where do you think you get your mental illness from? Hits Breeze.
That is a very good question. Well, it kind of runs in my mom's side of the family.
Yeah, there
my
it is.
My dad's side of the family kind of like legitimate, some like legitimate OCD, like not like. Not like, oh, they're like neat. It's like, like the
counting.
World is crumbling if things aren't in a spot that it's supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know. They're like very like anxious people. And then my mom's family, like there's some bipolar, but like.
We love a BP.
I don't think I'm bipolar, but like, you know, like.
It's exactly what a bipolar says.
Yeah. I feel so good. I actually want to stop taking all my meds. I'm going.
I think I'm
going
to move to Costa Rica.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling really good. I'm going to just like blow up my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Start over.
Yeah. A little self-sabotage.
I feel like it was more like from like certain experiences, like just like, I don't know, like weird things when I was young. Like I had a very good childhood, like both my parents were like I'm like extremely lucky because my parents divorced, but they never made like my brother and I like feel like I never knew what their shit was. I still don't know why they got divorced, because like one time my dad tried telling me and I said, that is your business and I do not care.
Oh, I would want to know.
Wow. I don't want to know. I don't care.
Good for you.
I don't fucking care. I'm like,
he just randomly brought it up. Yeah, he was like, listen, girl, I got some tea.
Yeah, because you know what, he like told my brother, and my brother like hated women for like 5 years. I'm like, don't fucking.
No.
It was when we were like teenagers. He told my brother when we were like, he was like pubescent.
We can't be having that.
No, I was like, you can't tell him that when he's like hormonal and angry already.
Right.
Because like my, I don't know what happened, but my mom, like my mom was the one that like wanted a divorce. She's 10 years younger. So she was like, I missed out on my 20s. You know, like.
Sounds
so,
about right.
So. Okay. I'm like, I don't want to know. Like, I think you both were wrong.
Did they make you choose when you were a kid, or did they split custody?
They split.
Amazing.
Yeah, because I guess my dad was like, I will be extremely civil, but if you try to, like,
take my fucking kids from me,
will, like, you're not going to get any, like, because my dad.
Like alimony? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. But, like, my mom didn't work when she, like, was raising us.
Yeah.
So, like, she didn't have skills. She dropped out of college. She had us and then like was like, I have to like start working again, and I haven't worked, and like doesn't have her own, like, you know, so
and then she got some fake tits and left your dad.
Well,
and that's some women's history during Women's History Month.
Pre or post divorce?
It was pre.
Pre-divorce?
It was after.
You also said your mom's a MILF.
She's very hot. She's way hotter. Like, her face is beautiful. And she's fit. Like, she works out.
She's tall like you?
She's not short. She's, like, 5'6", 5'7", maybe. Oh, okay. But I'm taller than her.
The perfect height.
That's tall for you.
Yeah. That is tall for
me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the tall side.
It's the height I've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I always wanted to be short.
That's why the grass is always greener.
It is. That's why I have a bad posture. I've got scoliosis.
You're short on the inside.
I really wanted. I was like, I'm gonna be so little. I was like too, like, you know, like in high school and like middle school, like the boys haven't grown yet.
Yeah.
And they didn't like me. So I was like, I gotta be shorter. And I was just walking around like, don't look at me.
Did you have guy friends growing up?
When I was younger, I did.
Did they think your mom was hot?
I don't think we thought moms were hot yet, you know? Well. And then I was like,
I thought moms were hot when I was like 8. So.
Really? You know, you think about your friends' dads and stuff now. No. I thought my mom being hot was normal because I had a friend, my best friend's mom was also hot. And they became friends. They both got divorced and became besties.
Do you think there was a
secret lovers?
Well, yeah. No.
No?
No.
No. We're just wish and praying.
Dreamers.
Yeah.
I fucking wish. I wish my mom would have the love of a woman once. But, you know, she's so straight. She's very straight.
I wish Let me see the picture.
Maybe we can, you know, work something out.
Yeah, we do need to see a photo of your mother. Huh?
Moms love me.
Yeah. Dude, they really do.
Yeah.
My mom's really funny and cool, but she's also kind of prude. Like, around me, anyway.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Not like my mom.
But she acts
so
like...
So how do your new step to end?
We can't talk about that.
Great style.
I'd be a great father.
You would be a great father.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for you to father me at any moment. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Oh,
after we get done masturbating back to back.
I think before.
Yeah.
Become my dad before.
That's... Yeah.
just hold me while I cry.
Anytime.
Yeah. I do need that a lot, actually. Grace.
I feel like I have so many pictures of her. Now I don't.
That's usually how it works.
I have like you can't see us. Oh, this is me and my mom and my nephew. It's so annoying.
How old's the
nephew?
That's
your mom?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why is she
wearing like a Lindsay Lauper or Cindy Lauper fucking skirt?
Oh, I don't know. What is she wearing?
Do you know who
Cindy Lauper
is?
Oh, she wore something funky. That was Christmas.
Oh.
We like to be festive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it for sure. Yeah. Bring her over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We approve.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
That's your nephew? Oh, so you have a brother and then you have a dead sister.
Stepsister. And then I have one who's still alive, a stepsister who is alive, and she lives in South Carolina and has a family, you know.
She made it out.
Yeah, she I think she just wanted to get away, start over.
Mm.
Yeah, because they were biological sisters.
Yeah.
Rough.
So rough.
How long did you know your stepsister?
So I was 7 when my parents got divorced, and my dad started dating my stepmom now, and they were on and off. So I met her and met them, and then it was he was dating somebody else, and then it was them again, and then it was kind of like that. And then when I was 11, 12, they were it was just them, and then they moved in and got married when I was 12 or 13. And we were both 16, so it was we went through puberty together,
sure,
too. So it was
and same age.
Yeah. So she was 6 months older than me. So she was in the grade ahead. So it was my oldest stepsister and then my brother are the same age. But she's the oldest. And then he was the year after her, in grades. And then my other stepsister is the grade after my brother. And then I was the grade after her. So if she didn't pass away, it would have been 4 years in a row, all of us graduating, you know.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah,
very expensive.
I got to do whatever I wanted to, because that happened, and then they were also we're tired, so I was I'm gonna have a party at your house,
and that's why
I would do that. And they would be can you not do this? Because they would go, you know, leave. Or
they're
something,
on Xanax.
Yeah, they would be like you obviously had people over. And one time I had a party for my friend's 16th birthday. I had just gotten my license. Like, it was paper. It wasn't even, like, the license that they give you. Yeah. In the, like, because you get it in the mail.
Right.
So it was the paper license. And I took, they were out of town, so I took my stepmom's car to go to this fucking weird guy's, picked up this old man, and, like, got liquor, and, like, took the car back, left my house key in the car, parked it crooked. Like, it was just, like, I was, like, what are they going to do? Yell at me?
Yeah.
And then they were, like, we're going to have a talk. And I was, like, I threw up out of my nose this morning.
I'm not talking to anybody.
Good luck talking to me, because it's not going to go.
It ain't going
to
happen, sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so sober now.
Yes.
And you basically got there because you were acting a fool for so long.
Yeah.
And
you can only do it for so long. Like, I, like 2021 was, like, a whole year of, like, me just, like, getting a job, working for a little bit, getting fired because I was, like, late as fuck, good at my job. Oh. Like my job now, I'm, like, good at it because I, like, am there. Like,
right.
It was the same jobs that were, like, they weren't hard jobs, like, to keep, but, like,
right.
I just couldn't. And I was, like, kind of, like, I just probably seemed sketchy to be around. Like, you know, I was, like, all frazzled and weird. My hair was, like, wet at work. Like, you know, like, like, showing up, like, drenched. Like, how are you that wet? Like, did you shower in the parking lot? Like, right. How is your hair that wet still? But, like... Like, it doesn't make sense. But, like, yeah, it was a year of that. I, like, had, like, a hospitalization because I, I slit my wrist and I was, like, like, you know, all dramatic.
Yeah,
and then,
and
then, like, I, like, stayed with my mom for a couple weeks and then I, like, went back on and I was, like, home and, like, I was taking a bunch of Xanax and then, like, I, like, got... So the first time I got hospitalized, I, like, stayed with my dad for a little after I stayed with my mom, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot the order. But, and I stole Xanax from my stepmom, and they have, like, Ring cameras all over. And they
shit.
Yeah, I, like, literally crawled in the room and, like, took her purse and, like, grabbed a few and went back to my body.
I need,
like,
that footage.
Oh, my God, I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Did you see it?
So fucking stupid. No, but they were like, we fucking saw you. And I was like, no, you didn't. Like, I was still lying.
That wasn't me.
Yeah. But my stepmom, she had a log of all the times I came over and her pill count. And she had a fucking paper she pulled out.
Good for her.
Yeah, but I also was like, why didn't you move it or say something?
Right.
Like, I was obviously stealing it and I was obviously very unwell. But also, I shouldn't have been doing that. So, like,
sure.
But yeah, so I got caught. I went to my brother's after I was leaving my dad's and, like, they, like, had looked.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I'm short again. And I went to my brother's and I was like, Lisa's fucking crazy. Like, she's, like, accusing me of shit and, like, whatever. And they were like, yeah. And then, like, they called my brother and he was like, you're not leaving. They took my keys. They were like, you're not leaving. And I was like, what? And then everybody showed up and I was like, what the fuck?
Not today.
So I went to my car and I swallowed a ton of it. Like, I was like, and it did nothing. That's how anxious I was because I knew they were, like, going to come down on me. And I was like, this is the last time. And then, yeah.
Let's get real high. Yep.
And then I had to, that's when I stayed with my mom after that because they were like, we don't want you in our house. I was like, well, fair. that's fair. And then.
Not the Xanax goblin. Yeah.
Can I take a couple to go?
Right.
Yeah. And then I stopped. And then I, like, started again because, like, and, like, found some on the internet, a guy on Twitter, like, mailed it to me, which you can do.
Really?
What?
So easy. Way easier than it should be.
That seems. Insane.
It was crazy.
You can get anything on Twitter.
You can get anything on the internet.
You
for
just
damn
gotta,
sure.
Like, know, yeah. So then that happened. And then I, like, was, like, I have to stop because I was, like, still getting, like, fired and shit and, like, keeping a job. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I have to stop and I'm about to run out. So I'm just going to stop. And then I ran out and I stopped taking all my meds.
Cold gobble.
I was on Lamictal, which is an anti-seizure medication, but it's like used as a mood stabilizer.
Yeah. Oh, I need some of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I stopped taking
that. Good.
And, like, I don't know how much Xanax every day, but, like, couple bars, probably, like, two or three, four, maybe five. But like at least casual. Two. At least two.
Yeah. So just baseline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that was like me like having a, like I'm going to go do errands or something, you know, like, so I stopped all of them at once and I had seizures.
Of course.
Because I was having withdrawals. So I had a ton of seizures. I don't really remember that much, but I remember my mom, my friend came over, my best friend came over, and she like called my mom because she knows her. Yeah. And she called her and like I remember my mom coming into my house being like, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass, Chris. Like,
your hot so mom mad, mid-seizure yeah,
threatening so to kick mad. Your ass.
She was like, God damn it, Chris, you little junkie. Or something like that. I remember like, and I was like, you know, in and out. Like, and I kept trying to stand. You can't stand. So, and then I came to and I was like in the hospital. So that was the end of that.
Your family didn't have mommy issues. They had Gracie issues.
Dude, yeah. I traumatized all of them.
Oh my goodness.
If they didn't have mental illness this in the was family,
post,
I didn't know.
Post step. Sister,
yeah, this was death? 2021, so
oh my god, so
like 2 years ago, three,
and then right after that you started stand-up.
I started stand-up and then I had seizures and I came back.
Oh,
I just had started stand-up when I was like in this like Xanax like mania. Shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like I like get manic when I take it. That's why I like it, because it makes me like have yeah. energy.
Oh, you're the opposite. Yeah. You're a true pill head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know.
I do
love pill heads.
I do come from a family of pill heads though. Like my grandma loves, like she'll like pull out a bottle and be like, I think this is a Vicodin. Like
the one that burned the wedding photos?
Yeah, she's the cool one.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah, she's super funny. Okay. But yeah.
And then what happened? You were going to say, and then I...
Oh, and I kept drinking still.
Oh.
And then, with like, the seizures. 6 months... Well, I waited a little bit, like a month.
Smart.
And then, because I was, like, I lived with my mom.
Doctor's
again.
Orders.
Yeah, I was yeah. like, I better not. And then, like, because I was under, like, they were like, Grace, you cannot make a mistake, or, like, we're going to put you away. I was like, oh, okay, I don't want to do that. So right. I, like, kind of cleaned up, but then I kept drinking, and then, like... I was still drinking, and I stole a Xanax from somebody, and I got caught again because I was sloppy, and I was drunk, and it was like, when I'm drunk, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be so hungover tomorrow, I want a Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did, like, the whole thing of, like, drinking, like, putting shooters in my coffee at work, and I was like, I took a break, and then I came back, and I did that, and I was like, I'm done, and that was the last time I drank.
Damn.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. On the job was the last time you drank?
No, the last time I drank was when I stole from my friend. So,
can't be stealing from friends.
You cannot.
No. Stealing from family will take it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Only step-parents.
Only step-parents.
Yeah, like sure. There's like a level of distance right. and like resentment there where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
No, it was
like, you deserve
aye.
It.
Yeah, so then like I was like, I'm done. And like, I like want, especially because I was like, I'm gonna like fucking like ruin a friendship that I've like, she was friends with me since I was like, we were little kids. And like my dad, oh my God, that's a whole other story. Oh my God, friendship story is so funny. Like, I wanna get into all of it, but.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to absolutely have you back because mm-hmm. there's so much to unpack. We didn't even get
this
to the mommy
therapy.
Issues. We got to the Gracie
oh, wait.
Issues.
Yeah, we can.
No. Well, we do have to leave, but. Oh. God it's love okay. ya, and thank God you're sober.
Yeah.
I can't have you season. Yeah, I used to be a pill lady. Now I'm just a bag lady. She knits. Is it knitting?
Crochet.
Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Uncultured swine there's, over here.
Is one needle or two needles?
Oh, so sorry. I don't know anything about sober culture.
Yeah, when you get sober, you have to pick up like an old lady hobby.
Ceramics
or else you're stealing pills
yeah you fall right into it. Your hands need to be busy or you're gonna just grab
yeah. Shit, what are you gonna do
when I'm sober?
Yeah.
Oh God, you know, this is, I puked in a sink the other night. Oh. So I should maybe consider that.
I see fishing for you.
I'm like, you're fat.
Maybe it's the hat, but I see fishing for you.
Oh yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah,
but then that might trigger you to drink a beer.
How do you fucking fish without a beer?
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick up like probably I'd start like making music.
Okay.
But like making jingles for commercials. Okay, like some really weird niche thing.
That's practical.
Very niche. Very specific.
That's a side gig now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can do it for fun.
I'll make the, give me a couple days, we'll have an EOM jingle.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Each other's mothers. Do, 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 do. There it is.
Poo, 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 poo. There you go. Yeah. Oh, we just made it.
Yeah.
Oh, we did it. Okay, Grace, where can we find you? We got to wrap this up. Marissa's going to kill us.
Sorry, Marissa. sorry, I love talking. 313, almost like every Sunday-ish. Yep. You know? I'm always at the Indie, hanging out there. Shows that I actually have. When does this go?
Friday.
Okay, perfect. Friday. I'm going to be on the Dirty Rumble at the Independent Comedy Club. Woo, 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 woo. Friday, is that the 15th? Or 15th? Mm-hmm. Saturday, the 16th, I will be at Whole Latte Jokes in St. Clair Shores at fucking... Fuck. It's like Eos Cafe. I just remembered that, actually. But I didn't even have to look.
Good for you.
And then I might be doing a roast that night after. I don't know if I'm getting your. She will be. Yet. If I don't, I'm going to be at the roast the next month. Then the 27th, I'm doing Brad Wenzel's room. I don't know where that is. I don't know which room. Like where.
Hamtramck.
It's in Hamtramck on the 27th. And then the 30th, Heavy Flow. And then this, then April 6th, fucking Diva Cup. I'm going to be a judge.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah, you're going to have fun. So much
fun. I'm so excited. Hell I've never been on that side, you know?
Where can people find you on the internet? What is
on the
handle?
Internet? Oh, at Biscuit and Gracie, G-R-A-C-Y, on Instagram. Twitter, I'm Bitches and Gravy. I don't really do other, Facebook and my name.
Love it. What about you, Snitchy?
Itchy Snitchy.
I love that.
On all platforms.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one. Yep.
One of them's got an underscore somewhere, but you'll figure it out.
Yeah. It'll come up.
Yeah.
If you're like within like 6 degrees of somebody, they're.
Yeah. Come up. Which, very true. That's the only people that are going to be following me. Let's be real.
I don't even know if I follow you. I've been really bad on social media lately. Like, bad at like keeping up.
It's bad for your brain. You're doing great.
Which is probably better, but.
I want to tell every single listener who listened to this episode, please share this podcast with a friend. Just tell somebody about it. Just one other person in your life. Just be like, hey, you should support this podcast for whatever reason you want to give them. Also, call us. Leave us a voicemail because we will give you advice. We will talk mommy issues with you. Yeah. We'll tell you if you're crazy or not, or if you're too horny or not horny enough, or whatever your issues are. Call. Give us something to discuss and to nitpick and to make fun of, whatever route you want to take.
I'll even call you back.
We'll call you back.
I'll call you back.
We'll show up at your house.
Mm-hmm. We'll be calling in.
Okay, Grace will be calling in. Love it. Be like Grace. Be like Grace. Get sober and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
JohannaMadrona.com for all my dates and my ticket links and anything that's involving me. Thank you so much. We love
you. Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Press the button.